Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile magazine, returns to the Book Report for her monthly visit to fill us in on the family-friendly titles featured this month. Welcome, Robin. Thanks for checking back with us.
Hi, Elaine. I'm very glad to be here today.
Well, it seems like there's an amazing crop of titles for families, books that are just right for adults and kids. Tell us about some of your favorites.
Well, there really are. Family listening is one of my favorite topics, and if you can find audiobooks that suit everyone, it's interesting how the littlest kids can take something away from a story, and as you go up in age, right up to adults, everyone has their own little piece of the listening. So one of my favorite performers of children's audiobooks is possibly one of the most famous, and that is Jim Dale of Harry Potter fame. And I think this has been, he is known to many listeners and families who've gone through the Harry Potter books. And one of, there's another series that families can enjoy that is, the first one is Peter and the Star Catchers. Written by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson.
Right.
But you have Jim Dale with all his fabulous voices.
I have to ask you, I listen to every Harry Potter book. Is Jim Dale British?
He is, and he holds a world record for the greatest number of character voices in one audiobook.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Wow.
And you know, he can create such an array of fabulously memorable voices. And this Peter and the Starcatchers series is a great one to entertain all ages.
Right, and we're previewing that book today. And, of course, Dave Barry is a great friend of the Book Report and a great friend of mine. Did Dave and Ridley have any choices about choosing a narrator for this series?
I bet they did. And certainly to ask for Jim Dale was a coup, and I know that Jim had a great time recording the series. And, you know, when you have a lot of pirate voices and boys and action, it makes for a great audiobook.
I know that Dave Barry likes to walk around saying arg a lot, too. So,
well, while we're talking about pirates, I also wanted to mention that another great listening experience for families is the classic Treasure Island. And there is a wonderful version of, there's actually lots of versions of Treasure Island as audiobooks, but one of my favorites is read by Alfred Molina. And he is an actor that we see a lot in films. He does a few audiobooks, and they are special. So listening to Molina's Pirates is so fabulous, great fun. It is not Pirates of the Caribbean. We do not, you know, it is, it's sort of respects this wonderful classic by Robert Louis Stevenson, and yet we're completely drawn into the drama of Treasure Island.
I know. You know, when I was preparing the show, my producer said, Treasure Island. But, I mean, summer is really a great time to revisit a lot of classics that you read when you were so small, and you kind of get a whole new perspective to hear these wonderful treasures as an adult.
I think so. And, you know, we have just great listening. There's also a collection of Mark Twain stories that's on our list that has the notorious Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, one of his most famous stories. And especially for young listeners, this is always a hit.
Exactly, especially if they're going to have to read Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn next school year. So
that is right. And the narrator that we love for all of the Twain's novels and this collection of stories is Norman Dietz, who has a wonderful, approachable recording, and he never overplays these scenes, but again, he brings up Twain's wonderful language and the humor of the stories. You know, one of the things about family listening that I should also mention is a program that Audiophile is running for teens to help with some of the required summer reading, or for anyone who's involved in a summer reading program at their local library. We have two audiobooks each week starting in June that will be free, complete audiobooks. They're free downloads from Audiophile in a program called Sync, S-Y-N-C, and they each week we change to two new audiobooks. And actually, when we started the program, we gave away copies of The Hunger Games, which is also on your list today. This year we have a selection of 20 very exciting teen titles that are combinations of classics and some of that required reading, and some of the favorites that the teens are listening to as well.
All right. Tell us once again the website where we can get all these great resources.
Okay. The audiophilemagazine.com is our main site, and the Sync teen listening program is audiobooksync.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Robin. And we really enjoy our monthly talks with you. Thanks for stopping by.
I love recommending such great listening. Thank you, Lorraine.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.